We've been to the movies and decided to catch The Imitation Game, which is a film about Alan Turing. The lead role is played by Benedict Cumberbatch and
doing one of his fabulous, arrogant, know-it-all people again.
as a genius with very poor social skills.
Well, I'm going to dispute that later, but keep going.
The whole story is told as a flashback from the mid-1950s when Turing's house was broken into. And the story is told from Turing's viewpoint. Yep. So Cumberbatch dominates the film, including voiceover at the start of the film. And he does turn in a bravura performance. Absolutely wonderful. Keira Knightley also plays a female codebreaker. She's quite brilliant. And at one point is the fiancé of Turing.
Of convenience, yes.
Because the subtext of the story is, of course, Turing's preference for men.
Yes. As described as homosexual.
Yes. Which, of course, at the time was
highly illegal.
Yes. Mm. So that's the story, and of course, the need to crack the Enigma code machine was vitally important. As was the need not to let the Germans know that the Enigma had been cracked.
Yes, very true.
It's told with a fine sense of humour as well in the setup. There's the interaction is quite delightful, I think.
That is true. Yeah, I will give it that.
I believe you had a few problems with it.
Well, my problem is that I enjoyed the movie. I really enjoyed watching it. I knew the basics about Alan Turing, that, you know, he was a codebreaker, that he worked at Bletchley. Well, not a codebreaker. Well, a codebreaker, yes, but a codebreaker as in the build the instrument kind of sense. I knew that he was gay. I knew bad things had happened, basically, because of that. So I enjoyed watching the movie because I only knew the basics about him. And then I went home and I investigated a little bit more and I got really pissed off. Okay, the movie is theoretically based on Alan Hodges' biography of Alan Turing, who himself has got up and said, I'm really upset with this movie. There's no hint, there's no indication that he was in fact autistic, and Benedict Cumberbatch plays him as a fabulous person on the autistic spectrum. It's an excellent performance, but there's no hint that he actually was autistic. Yes, he was quirky and eccentric, absolutely. And he had a tendency to walk off if your conversation got boring. But he was also well known for being able to describe his work to lay people who had no understanding. He wanted to explain it to him. So he was really good at communicating when he wanted to. So there's no necessity that he was autistic. So that's the first thing that I'm talking about. But the really, really, really big thing, which he takes some time to explain. There is no hint anywhere. It has never, ever been suggested that he was a Soviet spy or a traitor, which this movie says. This movie basically says that he is both of those things. And given that he's spent years of obscurity with nobody knowing who the hell he was and having been persecuted for his sexuality, then adding that on top of it is just incredibly insulting. So I'm really angry that they've done this to him.
I didn't feel that the film hinted he was a Soviet spy. I think they pointed out that someone had been leaking information and there was a spy in their midst.
Yes, that is very true.
And the spy master is a lovely performance as well.
Yes, that's true. And I understand what you're saying because at the time I didn't necessarily take it as him being a Soviet spy either. But there is this part in the movie where he discovers who the Soviet spy is in their hut. And the spy basically goes, well, if you tell that I'm a spy, then I'll tell that you're gay. And so he doesn't do anything, which basically, in the eyes of the war years, would make him a traitor and a coward.
But he does reveal the spy.
Ultimately, when the spy master turns up at the theoretical girlfriend's house and catches him out, basically. So, yes, he does ultimately do it. And at the time, as I said, as I was watching the movie, I was not that upset with it because I hadn't investigated the background of it. But that's a bit of a longer conversation. So. All right, there are inaccuracies in the movie. And for theatrical license, you could let them go. Like little tiny annoying things like the detective using Tippex when it hadn't been invented at that point. You can let those things go because they're tiny and they're insignificant. Anybody who was at Bletchley signed the Official Secrets Act.
Yes.
And they didn't tell anyone. They were really careful about never telling anyone what they had done during the war. So the fact that he would tell this detective that he'd only just met about his history at Bletchley Park was annoying. to begin with.
There was a problem with him telling this story to the detective in 1952.
Yeah, absolutely. They were really, really clear. People who signed the Digital Secrets Act did not talk about these things.
The detective had actually swiped his secret file to find that it had already been wiped.
Well, yes, but that still didn't necessarily mean that he would tell anybody his story. But, okay, I would possibly even allow that one. That annoyed me at the time because it's just not done. You don't do those things. There were inconsistencies with time and stuff like that, which, again, I can give up. The one that... I know they were trying to make him an outsider, basically, yes. And I get that. But the part with him at boarding school, or day school he was, the part about his friend, Christopher, dying, was not, in fact, covered that way. Like, he... The head of the school was actually very sympathetic about it, and they all knew that Christopher was dying, so it wasn't this shock or anything. And yes, I get, again, they're altering it to make him more of an outsider. The one thing, it's the spy thing that's pissing me off. Ken Cross, the spy, was at Bletchley. There was talk that he was part of the Cambridge Five. Never really clarified. He was at Bletchley, he was in a completely different hut. Bletchley's security was such that people from one area never actually met people from the other area. They never allowed it because it was a top secret facility. So it has never ever been suggested by anyone ever that he ever actually met Cancross. So there was no necessity to put a Soviet spy in there. And if they hadn't put the Soviet spy in the hut in the movie, then they wouldn't have had to put him in this position of being a traitor, basically. So I'm really angry that they have done this, given the fact that, you know, there's all these years of no one knowing his story, knowing how amazing he was and what happened to him because he committed suicide after being convicted of gross indecency. And it's just this part of straight-washing movies. They do this. Weinstein, the company that put this out, has done this before. They put out A Single Man, which was about a gay man in the 50s, 60s, living in America. When it came up for Oscar consideration, they changed the posters that had him and his male lover on and to put him and Julianne Moore, who was the main female in the movie. Brokeback Mountain, all of the posters had the gay men with their wives or them alone. This is just a long history of Hollywood whitewashing or straightwashing movies so that the general public doesn't know what's going on. And there's a long history of gay movies where basically, if you went to watch a movie with gay or lesbian characters, you knew that either they were going to be seriously persecuted, which makes the straight people watching the movie, in theory, happy because, you know, clearly they're bad and evil. Or you know that one of them's going to die, which still happens in movies. I'm finding it offensive that this is still happening.
But to be fair, he was portrayed as a sympathetic character. You knew he was gay. He did achieve great things. And this was all clear from the movie.
Yes, and this absolutely true. Yes, there is that. I don't think they needed to do some of the other parts of it. That's what's upsetting me. It was a really good movie. I really enjoyed the movie. But I am now really upset with the movie. Because they didn't need to add these parts in to give it more dramatic tension. It wasn't necessary. It's a really interesting subject. Benedict Cumberbatch is brilliant at what he does. It wasn't necessary to do these things.
I didn't feel that they portrayed him as a Soviet spy or as a traitor or anything.
Yeah.
I think they dramatised the problems he had.
Yes, I would. Yeah,
quite
absolutely.
Well. And I think they portrayed him as a very sympathetic character.
Mostly, yes, I will give you that. As I said, I enjoyed the movie, but it's just this continuing this old concept that if you're a gay man specifically, then clearly you're a security threat. Which is why, you know, America still has the, you know, don't ask, don't tell policy. I mean, it's ridiculous that this is still going on.